This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy hump day to you. It is a chilly one, ladies and gentlemen. First time, Todd.
But no snow.
No snow.
No ice. I love this weather. I told you my gratitude list every morning. I walk outside and I'll take this cold.
You won't be saying that if your pipes freeze.
I don't smoke a pipe.
This anymore. Is the weather where pipes freeze because you don't have the snow as insulation.
Well, then why don't you just get insulation and cool it
Because it's in your yard. Pipes in your yard. Can freeze because the ground freezes, and as depending on how deep it goes,
the water line, right?
The water line. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the water line. Yeah,
I don't think so. I think what is the magic number? 18 inches, 12? It's not that low.
Know.
It's not that deep.
It's not 14, maybe.
Maybe okay, but what you have to do is you have to wrap like insulation
because
then
do
it
that?
Comes up in the garage.
Did you do that?
Well, it's done.
Okay,
yes,
you did that. What?
I just said it's done.
Did you do that?
It's called winterizing your home.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking
about
that.
There are people who do
that.
Why would I take their job away from them?
Great point. I'm talking about the stuff that's in the ground that was put in there 100 years ago.
No, that doesn't freeze.
Yeah, it does.
What don't water mains bust and stuff like that from?
Mare?
That's true.
Oh.
But those are, you know, I can tell you a couple things. Okay, there's a lot wrong with what you just said. First of all,
there's nothing wrong with what
some of those pipes are like, I'm not kidding you, clay.
What do you think yours are made out of?
My house, no.
What year was your house built?
Gotta be
1912.
Okay, so 110 years old.
Yeah.
What do you think your pipes are made out of?
I do think we had this guy who was mayor who was very progressive, and he switched out all the clay pipes from the.
Listen, I don't care what Jay
did.
That's funny.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Okay,
but
so somebody out there help
but
us out. Somebody for works for the city or whatever can pipe water lines. Burst
Boy,
in this kind of weather.
It'd have to get really cold.
It's going to get really cold.
No, I'm talking. We went through that whole, remember that polar vortex that we had where it was like below zero forever?
Yeah. But we had snow, which insulated
it. Okay.
What I'm saying is there's no above ground insulation now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
First of all, okay, got a text. I can't wait to hear about parking at the library, Jason. Yeah, I went on a rant yesterday about that. First of all, though, we have to have a salute, the drink of life.
You walked in the first words out of his mouth,
right.
Jim.
Live forever, right?
He goes, the juice of life.
The juice of life.
He's got a bullet blender in his hand.
Yeah. Okay, so what
is in this?
I'm not saying because I'm going to market it.
That's not bad.
I lost 5 pounds this week drinking this.
What else are you eating besides this? Anything?
Just like low carb type stuff. Okay. Those venison brats from Brian Johnson were phenomenal. Unbelievable. Best brats I've ever tasted.
I'm hooking up with Dr. K. Take the easy
way
What
do you think
out.
Of the flavor, Todd?
That is good. So you have yogurt in there.
No.
That's sweet. So what do you have in
there? Protein powder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Blueberries.
Okay. Yeah.
Raspberries.
Yep.
A little bit of tang.
Tang. That's the sweetness.
Yeah. And coconut milk.
And chia seeds.
Chia seeds and the cowabunga. A little bit of the cowabunga powder
from
Dennis. Cajava.
I think I'm allergic to coconut milk.
Are you?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Yeah.
Why are your eyes swelling?
Jim, you're turning blue.
Yeah. What do you think, Todd?
That's good.
That's really good.
It is good.
And it's going to fill you up like you can't
believe. Thick. It's thick.
Yeah. Yes.
That is not a cheap drink, though. Raspberries, strawberries, that's not... Right, that's expensive
well,
this time of year.
Well, yes and no. Blueberries were left over from what Nikki brought into the office. The raspberries
are
frozen.
They had the white on them?
I picked those up. The raspberries are frozen.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. The chia seeds, really, I'm big into chia seeds now, because once they get in you, they expand so much, they take up all the room in your gut where you're not hungry.
Pizza does that to me. Mm.
Yeah. 5 pounds drinking this.
That is good. I mean, that's good.
Could I market this? Would people buy it?
There's so many juices. You got to find something a little different. Yeah, that's all right.
I think you have to market it with your...
Right, your name.
As your brand.
Right.
Yeah. Johnny Juice. Johnny's Nectar of Life. No?
Let's work on it.
All right, work on that. I need a marketing person. Yeah. Want to be my marketing
person?
Yeah,
you do.
Not bad, though, hot Todd?
No. It's
so good for you. It's unbelievable. Almost all the protein you need in a day... Right there in that glass.
Hand me that Tang. But I don't think you need to put Tang in there. Isn't this all?
I put a little bit of Tang in there.
I know you did, but
is there sugar in there? There's got to be a sweetener.
No, it's all natural.
This is zero calories. Oh, yeah.
Zero calories, zero carbs.
Wow.
Yeah. Michael says, I'm going with Dr. K as well. We have to talk to Kathy. Kathy, if you're listening...
Oh, yeah. No, she's not a big Dr. K. Not. She doesn't even know him. She's not a big Ozempic fan.
Yes. Dr. Kathy, if you're listening, please give us a call. We had some questions for you yesterday, and we want to follow up with that.
I talked to a lady yesterday who was listening to our show who has been, since high school, trying to lose weight. And she's, I don't know how old she is, 38, 39, 40.
I spent 10 years trying to gain weight and 30 years trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
I can't remember where that, like, perfect thing was.
But it's not Ozempic. It's something else she's on. It's like a competitor of that. But
does it do the same thing? Takes away your appetite?
Yeah. And it does. That's the key. I'm just not hungry.
You won't be, after drinking this, you won't be hungry for the rest of the day.
Well, I throw up, though. That's...
Chuck says, go with Johnny Juice.
Well, Chuck, that's kind of been...
Thank you, Chuck.
You know, Chuck, I was with
Johnny. I'm going to hand you out a major award today, a major prize package. To whoever comes up with the best slogan for my new creation.
I just want to say,
and I might go on the street, just hand out free samples.
Well, that's what there's your marketing guy. Ooh. I mean, your marketing person, you're going to have to do that.
Okay, so something else. So we got to talk
about. Like when you go to Packer games, I always give it free chips and all. Yeah, you have to give free away.
Hi, this is
right.
Johnny Juice.
But
the
Johnny
life?
Juice, I just want to talk about who texted that in.
Chuck.
That's kind of been taken already because I've been with you at the veterans breakfast.
Yeah.
And they were handing out Johnny Juice, and that was like vodka.
And orange juice.
Oh, there's orange juice in there?
Yeah. Mm. Well, it can parlay.
You don't confuse people.
No, I know, but this is for your health.
Apples
That's
and oranges.
For your enjoyment.
It's orange juice.
Yeah. So, business-wise, we're always looking for business ventures. So I don't know if you saw my Facebook. I went off yesterday on the parking situation in Green Bay once again. Yeah. Simply, you know what? Two reasons. I was driving down Washington Street. And again, this is not against the people handing out the tickets. They're doing what they're paid to do. If it's expired, you give them a ticket. They're just doing their job. It's nothing personal against them. It's just the whole idea. But I was driving down Washington Street. There was one car.
Mm-hmm.
That car had a ticket. In a two-block section.
No cars. And
every other parking. So I was at the library yesterday. I was the only car at the library. I was the only car in their parking lot. And I had to put in my couple of bucks for parking, or I would have gotten a ticket. Nobody goes to the library anymore for books. Have you been to the downtown Green Bay library lately? And I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's basically a warming shelter. Nobody was going through books. And God bless those people. They need some place to get out of the cold. I'm totally fine with that. I'm not saying anything against it. But, I mean, I've always... Libraries, I love libraries. I love libraries. I wish I was a librarian. That'd be my favorite job. Okay? There's nobody really using it.
I know.
Why do you have parking meters to charge somebody $22 if you're a minute over checking out a book? $22 to go to a public library that nobody goes to. Why don't they take those parking? I want to be Cool Hand Luke. Remember why Cool Hand Luke got sent to the chain gang?
Yeah, what did he do?
What did he do?
Busted up parking meters.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember
that's
that?
Right.
Yeah, that's why he got sent to prison, busting parking meters. I want to go Cool Hand Luke on the parking meters at the library.
So parking, Todd and I were talking about this too. parking meters and then tickets on top of the meters were instituted to have turnover. Because what was happening, what could happen
people
is...
People would park there for right. 8 hours free park. I right. totally understand
that's
that.
It's not like they would park in front of their business. They would park in their competitor's business.
Sure.
And then to leave theirs open for customers. And people are like, ah, we can't do that. So you look on Broadway, they have no parking meters over there. Because they're not at that point yet. They have more activity over there than we do over here.
Right.
And we are unbelievably aggressive. And
unbelievable.
But you got to redeploy those people to other things that are higher priorities in the city.
Yeah.
When... We give tickets out, and look, I understand.
Or at least lower the price.
Well, or a little bit of a grace period. They are
something.
So good. Because if a guy, if there would be 50 cars, he'd have to go check all those. Well, now there's one car, so he needs, I believe that these guys are judged a little bit on their revenue. And
I'm sure they probably are, right?
Do they get bonuses for the more tickets?
No,
you
can't
right?
do bonuses in that. No, there's not going to
be
bonuses.
Under the table, yes or no?
Under the newspaper.
Yeah. Hey, Mayor, I got a little something for you. Hey, Eric, it's under the paper.
The mayor's coming on my Lean Local show in 2 weeks.
But
we're
why
talk
so
about
expensive?
This. Right.
22, 34, Chris... 55. And here's the fun part. Yeah. If you got one on a Friday and they're closed on Saturday and Sunday, those count against you
yeah.
in regards to the amount of time you have to pay that ticket.
Yeah.
Even though you can't go into the play. I know you got those little boxes you could put in, but in general... Those 2 days count against you, even though the office is closed. 22, 34, and 55, I believe, is the way it goes over a 10-day period. Am I wrong?
That's
I might be
close.
Wrong, but it's
no,
really
got,
close.
I can look at my ticket.
What's in the ballpark?
Share tickets. I don't park downtown
How many
anymore.
Tickets have we had here, Todd?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to. Every week, 50? I have to pay. Yeah. And our guests, you know, yeah. they come in, and if they're here a couple minutes late that, talking it, to us,
I mean, like a minute, like 2 minutes, they must come here and just wait. This must be their first stop in downtown Green Bay, because we've had guests who walk out and there's a ticket.
At 906.
At 906.
I had, and I usually give them a little grace period,
right.
so a couple of extra minutes.
910, I should say.
We literally, I paid 60-some dollars in tickets for our guests last week.
One week.
1 week.
Just for guests who come down to
yep.
be a part of the community. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is... Totally wrong.
Please run for mayor. Please run for mayor. We're starting the campaign.
On parking tickets.
Folks, Ground Roots campaign.
No,
Jim Schmidt
no,
for
dude,
mayor.
Not doing it.
Do this. Lower groceries, lower gas, no parking tickets.
Yeah.
You'll get in.
Have a concept.
I'm weaving.
And weave it. And then,
tell you what,
and then say you're going to take over Canada. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, I'll
take over
some
the UP.
How much is that Schwabin on?
I'm telling you. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mind the mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And don't forget, 1590 AM for our folks in Dykesville.
Yes.
I love, you know what, Todd? I just love saying AM. I love AM radio.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Might be dating yourself a little bit, but yeah.
Actually, you know why? Because I listened to a song. You know, I only have one good thing to say about a Kia. Okay.
Yep.
Well, actually, a lot of cars probably have this, where you can hook up your
okay,
charger.
I thought you were talking about the store. You're talking about
no, Kia. My
Kia.
Car.
A Kia, but not a Kia.
Yes. I would never buy one again. I'll be honest with you, because of the oil situation. But with that being said, so I've got that thing where you can plug in your phone charger, and on your phone, you can Google YouTube and play songs, and it comes through your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes through your speakers
yeah.
in the car. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to do when you're driving, though, to text in that stuff. So you got to be careful when you're doing that. But you know what song I played? I love Harry Chapin.
Oh, yeah.
So I played Harry Chapin. And you know what song came up, Todd, from 1973?
Cats in the Cradle.
Nope. I hate that song. No, you know why? I'm going to be honest
with you. Did you see him when he was here?
Barry Chapin?
Yeah.
When was that?
At the Carlton.
Oh, well, no.
Okay, why don't
I mean, you're talking like early 80s.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
I mean, it burnt down in 84, didn't it?
Right, I just want to say he was great.
Oh,
I
love Harry Chapin.
And he doesn't bring a big orchestra.
No, you want the Cats in the Cradle song? This is the
honest. Yeah, it is sad, I know.
But no, but here's the honest to God. And again, going back to the whole library thing, my favorite thing was taking my daughters to the library when they were young. And I was in Flint. And we went to the library, and we came home, and my dad called. And that song, I was singing that song, and my dad called and told me he had cancer.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
I can see that.
I can see that like it was yesterday in my mind. Okay. Whenever that song comes
on. Was it W-O-L-D?
But
yes. W-O-L-D-D-D-D-D-D. But playing all the hits for you wherever you may be. Yeah. But the early morning voice who's heard but never seen.
Okay. Right.
But that does underscore what we talked about, how music can really bring you back to a time.
No question.
And it's good times. But anyway, so Harry Chapin, I remember he died in Hempstead, New York, car accident. And that was not shortly after, but I liked the way he wrote. I liked his storylines.
Unbelievable.
I'm not sure I loved his music. But
music.
What?
No, but anyway.
What's the song?
No, but okay. W-O-L-D.
Oh, that's
the song. But the funny part is, got my first gig as an FM jock. And then I moved up to AM radio, where it's like AM was the cool thing.
FM was the. I do want to mention this because you're talking about AM signals. In the Green Bay area, when it's light out, because we're daytime only on the AMs, 1590. In the Appleton, New Holstein area, it's 1520.
Okay.
And down in Oshkosh, it's 1100.
What about the Manitowoc area?
I would think that the 1590 or 1520 might get over that way.
Okay.
I remember one time a guy called me on my radio show back in the old days, a WDUZ.
Yes.
Does that still exist? I don't know if that
it
exists.
Does.
It does.
It's the fan.
It's the fan.
Yeah, but DUZ isn't used anymore.
I don't think they say it.
Okay, but still that. Okay.
I think so.
But anyway, so
this guy wins your contest. Anyway, go ahead. You're talking about.
But anyway, guys, I was doing a little talk show, like a half hour show after the regular thing, okay? And a guy calls me, Mino, I tried to listen to the GB game the other night up here in, I don't know, Peshtigo or someplace. I couldn't. You know what you got to do? You got to talk to your owner there and have him turn it up. Yeah. Turn up the signal.
Right.
I'm like, well, we can't do that. Oh, the hell you can't do that. Is that so hard? You got those big towers. Just crank it up for the games.
Oh, man.
Like, well, the FCC. Oh, who in the hell would know?
Yeah. I love those people. You know, ran into plenty of them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
This guy wins the contest.
The mayor for mayor.
No, not that.
Vote.
I don't care about that. I was talking
Broadway's installing meters after the draft.
I don't know, Jason. That's not
Jason, is that true?
Jason says, okay, first of all, after the draft, why don't you take our meters down until after the draft? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Well,
but I don't think that's gone through council.
No, that
yet.
Would tick me off. That will, can I say piss me off?
No, I don't think you
can. But
that would pee me off if they like covered up the parking meters during the draft for the out of town people to cater to them. But the people that work down here every day and come down here every day, we still get paid. That you know what I would do? I will do this. Put me in jail. I don't give a crap. I will go down and I will take those things off the meters.
Yeah, that's Luke, Cool Hand Luke.
I will do it.
I don't know that that's true, but maybe it is. That I don't think that went through the city council. I didn't read that Broadway.
According to Jason, who texted in, Steve Grenier said that was going to be the case.
Well, Steve, that is, I know Steve. I hired him. There's no doubt he wants that. But it's still something like that would have to go and get approved. And it's probably going to, but I'm not sure that that's a done deal. Steve Grenier wants to install meters on Broadway after the draft. That is a true statement, Jason, but not sure that that's got the mayor and the city council's blessing yet. But if it does, that would be fine. Anyway, I want to get back to you, to this Johnny Juice, which I don't like that name.
Juice of Life. This Mino's Juice of Life.
Juice of Life. You might have to be a little bit careful with that. But this is interesting.
Mino Zempic. That's not bad at all.
No.
That's not bad at all. That's in the lead.
That was Williams. So
William?
Yep.
William, you're in the lead. Mino Zempic. That is not a bad
idea. That's going to be hard to beat.
I want you guys, now do me a favor.
Because you're capitalizing on a name that's already been working so hard, Ozempic. So you jump on that. Ozempic might send you a letter.
No, that's my name. My name happens to end in an O. Ozempic. I can't help that. Mine Ozempic.
Mm. I like it.
I think it's okay. William, you're in the lead.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense because you see that. It would be like, especially if they know you, but absolutely. It would be like they know that it's a weight loss.
I want you guys to promise me one thing. You will pay attention today. Let me know. Okay, so you had that basically at 6 o'clock. Let me know the first hunger. Don't eat. Let me know the first hunger type pang you get for the rest of the day. I bet it's going to be 6 hours. That one.
Are you hungry now?
No,
because that's good. Because the chia right now is just starting to swell. It's just this little, almost like an amoeba type thing, a little seed. And what it does, it just.
All right.
Am I going to have issues going to the bathroom?
It's
going to
help
week?
You. Or it's going to help you.
Am I going to?
It's loaded with fiber. It's phenomenal with fiber. No, it's great. You're going to have so much energy today, you won't even believe it.
All right. I got a big day coming up.
Somebody's asking whether or not mine Ozempic would be a trademark issue with Ozempic.
No, yes. Because I'm not saying Ozempic. Yes, I'm just saying all I'm using is the Zempic part.
Oh, you're using the Ozempic part.
The O comes from Mino.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? It's my name.
Look, Your Honor.
All we're saying is Zempic.
Thank you, Johnny.
Let's get a judge in here.
But this could help.
Oh, you know, we got to get Metzler.
No,
he's
no,
a judge.
Give
me a call.
Do this. Have them come against you, and you get all this free press, and then change the name, and they'll be like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just use this, knowing full well that you're going to get
it. I got to tell you something.
Criminal mind.
There's your marketing.
You know how to play this game.
There's your marketing right there. I'm just telling
you. You're smart. You're not as dumb as people say. You're smart. Quick break. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. New details have been released from an investigation into a fatal crash that led Neenah police to find a baby in a smoke-filled apartment. Police have identified the driver who died in the crash as 22-year-old Justin Hartgees. The child found in the apartment was his. Police say the apartment was filled with smoke because food was burning in the oven, which had been left on. Originally, police believed the baby was in the car when Hartgees hit a tree on South Park Saturday night. When they couldn't find the child, they went to Hartgees' apartment blocks away and forced their way in. The baby was not injured and is being cared for by relatives. Three Northeast Wisconsin health agencies are warning residents that norovirus and respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19, RSV, and influenza, are on the rise and continue circulating in the community. The Brown County Public Health, the De Pere Health Department, and the Oneida Nation Health Department say norovirus, or the stomach flu, causes vomiting and diarrhea, and hand sanitizer does not protect against norovirus. Meanwhile, respiratory illnesses are also on the rise. See our story at WGBW.fm for tips on how to stop the spread of these illnesses. The Sturgeon Bay Police are looking for 65-year-old Bradley William Pelletier, a convicted sex offender who removed his GPS tracking bracelet while on parole. Police believe he's still in Door County, but tips are scarce. Pelletier was convicted of first-degree sexual assault of a child back in 1999 and is required to be on GPS monitoring. Pelletier is a white male, 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds. He's balding and has brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sturgeon Bay Police Department. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app and AM 1590 and 1530.
20 and 1100.
There you go.
A lot of numbers this time.
Hey, today is National Bubble Bath Day, something I have never done.
I don't believe that.
A bubble bath? Have you?
Well, how about Okay, whatever.
What? Have you ever taken a bubble bath?
Okay, that means he has.
It totally means you have. You literally ran the water, put the little stopper in, took bubble bath stuff, poured it in there, and sat in a bubble bath.
Probably with floating candles in the water.
Yes!
Right?
Wine.
Oh, my God. You've literally taken a bubble bath.
Weed.
And oh, my God. And you
is your mom listening?
No, she is. Mom, I never. Not the weed.
Okay.
And Mino and I probably taken baths in like horse troughs and stuff like that.
wasn't that an incentive to get you in the tub to bubble bath when you were a little kid?
No.
No. The incentive for me was either I got in or I got the crap beat out of me.
I'll be honest with you. I was a dirty
kid. How about your kids, though?
I was a dirty kid. I remember one of my classmates stopped because I used to work at my brother's gas station. When I was really young, I'd hang out. I mean, I wouldn't work, but I would, you know, do things. And they came and they're on their way to their cabin. We called it a camp. And he was a classmate of mine. He goes, "Hey, Johnny." I go, yeah. He goes, "Man, are you dirty?"
You're like, "What?"
So we would take a sauna once a week, usually at a place. But I do remember taking a bath when I was a kid and getting out, and my sister saying, "Oh my God, clean the tub." And it was like dirt in the tub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when we got a shower. We didn't have a shower in my house until I was a junior in high school. How about you? No, don't even. Todd?
Oh, yeah.
When? What year?
I think
did you have it all the way through?
Showers?
Yeah.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, we always had showers, too. But bubble bath day, I think with that, I think kids like a bubble bath. A little. You probably don't remember. Your parents, I'm sure, had a bubble baths when you were little.
We did not have bubble baths.
I bet his parents didn't, Jim.
Well, you know.
I remember my mom doing that for us when we were
little.
Sure.
Yeah, because kids like that.
Maybe when I was three or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you did. So to say you never, I don't know. I mean, your parents aren't here. They're listening from above. But I think you did have a bubble bath. But bubble bath is good incentive for your kids because they have fun in there and, you know, with the toys. But it's also something to think about for date night. John.
I'm not even going to get into that. Todd, you hear that?
I'm trying to help. All right, let's move on. This is
Donna, I apologize.
No, she's listening.
I know. Okay, today is also English Toffee Day. I am a huge, unbelievable fan of English Toffee. Heath bars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Greatest thing ever. When I'm on death row for knocking down those parking meters.
Did you see the text that came in?
Yeah. Ozempic won't sue. They will hear about what a badass was cutting the head off parking meters and run. Brian. By the way, Brian.
I think Brian's right.
Is this the same Brian? He said the East Side Library is really cool.
Yes, it is that.
Where is it?
It's right on Main Street. It's new. It's been there forever, and the county put no money into it for years and years and years and years. And then with this ARPA funds, I'm assuming, they had some extra money, and they upgraded it.
But where is it? I've never been there.
Here, okay, a couple anchors for you. Chinese restaurant, All You Can Eat. I think that's over there. You get your, there's a Tips and Toes to get your manicures.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy who runs that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Tips and Toes. Todd, you ever been to Tips and Toes?
Nope, never.
He runs a good business.
I will say this, though. When we were in New York, we were walking past, I almost got a pedicure. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you why, though. Because I hate touching my toes. I hate cutting my toenails. I hate that so much.
I hate hearing about it.
It's gross. It's gross, and there have been times where I've flip-flops and people have been, there are certain things I'm really squeamish about, and cutting my toenails is one of them. So I thought about having a couple of drinks and going in and just closing my eyes and letting them do that.
You don't need I have a phobia about
people touching my toes or even me cutting my own toenails. I hate doing that.
Oh, God, we got to move on. There's people who do that, and your wife, you should do it yourself. You have to get. I think you don't like it. I don't think you have the right equipment, the right clippers and files.
I think, John. I think if you set up a bubble bath, lit some candles, got the proper equipment, right,
and propped them up on the side of the tub.
Nice, there you nice soft towel. Yeah, maybe a robe. A robe.
Yes, a linen robe.
And then they would, and in a couple of weeks, we'd say to you, "How do you relax? You know what I do?
Yeah.
I cut my nails.
I cut my toenails.
You're right.
In a bubble bath with
you're right. I'm gonna do that.
My nose hemp pick.
Yeah.
With my Johnny juice.
This guy's right about the address. It's by Gandrud. So
okay.
2255-ish.
I mean, I don't mean to sound ignorant or something. I didn't even know there was another library in Green Bay. I truly didn't.
Yeah.
I actually know. You know what I used to go to when I lived on the west side? There was one on, where was it?
Right next to the Volunteer Center.
I don't know. It's kind of close to the greenhouse. There used to be a really cool greenhouse across the street where I used to get flowers from. I used to buy flowers
yeah.
in that area. That was a nice little neighborhood type of thing. But as far as a big one, the downtown
Roots?
Was the
only one. That's still there.
I think it's close.
R-O-O-T-S?
The flower shop I used to go to was closed.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I told you, I bought flowers. I shouldn't even say this because the family, but wow, ordering flowers? That's sad. I told you about the ones you bought me where I got into it with that guy. He was going to take them at the funeral.
Yeah. It's not like I bought John flowers just for our listeners. It's
for
not
my
this,
sister.
We don't
died.
Have this. Right. It's not this. We don't have a bromance.
And ironically, that was a Saturday and our first show was that next Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
And Southwest Branch on 9th Street. That's the one. And yes. Thank you.
And that's close to Roots, which is a flower shop.
Is. Okay.
What's the flower shop? Maybe the one you were talking about. Went away and the lady.
There was a really cool one that I used to go to. Just really nice people. You know,
Nice people.
I'm not even going to say the name of the place where I went to yesterday for a prescription. Okay. First of all, Todd. Oh, I shouldn't. No, okay. Never
mind. What?
I have an idea.
Well, I shared something with you that was a prescription, which is illegal.
You did. Yeah, I'm supposed to do that.
What did you? You didn't share that with me.
No?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
The nose spray?
Yeah.
No. I've got my own.
Okay. So anyway.
Back it up.
Nose spray is not. I thought it was something else.
No, okay. But it's a prescription type.
Yeah, that's true. You can't.
So anyway, I'm at the place yesterday, and she says, okay, here's your prescription that came in. It's $26.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? I thought that would be on, yada, yada, yada. She says, well, no, this isn't. I go, wait a minute. Is this the hay fever stuff? She goes, yes, it's the spray. I said, I haven't had hay fever since August. Why am I still getting this?
You can use it for decongestion in your sinuses
and stuff like that in
general.
But yeah. I got five of them now sitting on my shelves.
Use them every day.
Why do they still give me?
Because I don't think you're taking it
correctly.
As prescribed.
Yeah. Every morning you should go.
Because if you look in your, and you have all these backup on meds, that means you're not taking them.
But I didn't think you need to take them all the time.
No, that's why people stop taking their meds because they feel better, and that can lead to much worse things. So you can take it till it's gone.
Okay.
Anyway.
This one, the Wires Library in Howard is very nice. I've heard that. I have not been there, but I've heard that.
A great library. That whole area is just happening. You know, there's the YMCA right there, and then there's the library, and then.
Is that right off Cardinal Lane?
Yep.
That area there? Yeah.
AMS is coming down. They're building that whole development of it's called.
What are they building? Are they building apartments there?
Yeah. And some townhouses.
I will say this. I was there. We did a morning show there when I was on IXX. Did a whatever.
I was on that show. That was for recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
on there.
That's
right.
I was on there. That was a while ago.
The thing. Oh, my God. That's 20 years ago, probably. The thing I remember, though, was the sun coming up. It's a really nice view.
Well, you're high up.
And it's like, oh my gosh, is this? And it was coming up like over the golf course, like Village Green.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy crap, this is one of the nicest views in Green Bay.
And it's high up, right? Six stories. And I hope when they rebuild that it's close to that. It's called whatever green and gold is in Irish. So glass would be one. Anyway, it's going to be a great
Verde.
That's green and that.
No, I got no.
Paper.
I'm bilingual a little bit. Verde Oro.
Okay, whatever.
Jim.
Right. It's Verde Oro.
Verde Oro
is
green. No, green and gold.
In what? What's Oro?
Latin.
I don't believe that.
Oro is gold. Verde is green.
Yeah,
Verde.
Everybody knows that.
Oro. Green and gold.
All right. Well, anyway, that's not the name of it. But they're going to.
This says Verde et Oro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Verde et Oro. Verde et Oro.
The et could be
Say
the
it
and.
With me. Verde et Oro.
All right, there's your class.
Oro.
Yes. All right, I like it.
Yeah.
That's not the name of it.
That's like the first smart thing I've ever said to you and schooled you on that you didn't know. Because I can see you having had Latin when you were in school.
Just memorize the Catholic prayers.
Did not really know
what I was saying.
That was the most panic-stricken time of your life. The first time you had to serve Mass when you're like 8 years old, and it was in Latin when we did it.
Yeah,
and then like a month later, they switched over.
Yeah, that was...
I'll never forget.
Vatican II, they kind of, right?
You come in and you're at the altar, and you're bent over, and the priest goes... And then he'd look at you, and I'm supposed to...
You're listening.
Mucho grazie.
That's Spanish. There's Latin.
And I'll never forget him looking at me with this stern look like, you son of a... Yeah.
Yeah. That we all learned Latin. Everybody who's our age learned. That would be a misnomer to say we learned Latin. We memorized Latin.
Memorized
prayers.
Words. You know what
sounds? Did you actually learn the words, or did you just do the sound?
Just memorize the sounds.
We just memorized the
prayers.
Didn't
know a thing.
No, those nuns never said this is. No. We never used
you didn't
it
have to
outside
comprehend
of
it. You just.
But we never used it outside of that.
No, never. No, but you know what's weird when you think about this? Mm-hmm. People used to go to church. Okay. I mean, my dad went to church every day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'd sit there, and you don't, until they got to the sermon, nothing was understandable.
Well,
right? It'd be like going to Poland, and people are talking Polish the whole time. Hey, Nuszka. You know what I mean? Nuszka, nine.
Maybe that was better.
Max Nix.
Maybe that was better because they were more just making a connection.
It made it easier to nap. We're going to set our quick break. Mind on the mirror. Back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Today.
A lot of texts coming. I like it. Thank you, texters. We love hearing from you. Jim, you know who didn't learn Latin that are your age? Lutherans.
I know.
LOL. We were just talking about this.
We're a little jealous of you guys.
Of the Lutherans?
Their
masses were shorter.
That's what I was just going to say. But the bottom line was we just knew we were going to heaven. Everybody else was going to hell. But the Lutherans had shorter masses, 15, 20 minutes, right?
No.
Yeah. The weddings?
No.
Boom.
Weren't they?
No. I mean, our church services were an hour long.
Are you Lutheran?
Yeah.
Or were Lutheran?
Yeah. Were.
They were an hour?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And those sermons get...
Oh, yours too?
Yeah. We had a great pastor, but my God, the guy could not tell a story.
Wow.
You know what?
I thought... Maybe they were just teasing
us Catholics and saying, you
and
guys
say,
get
yeah, yeah, yeah,
said
yeah.
that
no,
even though
no.
they were there.
Hour wow. 15 minutes.
I just want to say that's funny because we're... We didn't grow up in the same town, obviously, and yet we both have that stereotype of Lutherans that we're a little bit jealous because they had shorter masses.
Let's be honest, though. You just said something that honestly was kind of put into our heads when we were young.
That everybody was going to go to hell?
Except Catholics.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. There's a heaven for Catholics.
That's how they get you.
And there's this other place for other... And don't ever get me started on the Methodists.
Yeah, right.
What we were told.
Jewish people.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is funny that I don't know if they ever
That was
said
such a big
like
part
that,
of your growing up in those
oh,
days.
Oh, man.
I mean, there was a tragic accident that happened in Nagani before I wasn't even born. My brother's age. These two kids were tragically killed in a snow cave. And they were on this hill, and they built snow caves, and it collapsed. Okay, horrific, 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 tragic. But one of them was a really good friend of some of my brother's friends at St. Paul's, a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. the nuns would not allow them to go to the funeral because it was in either a Lutheran or Methodist church. They weren't even allowed to go to the funeral to step inside that church. Isn't that crazy when you look back on that?
It is. It's and I got something that was much happier than that.
My sister, who dated a lot, was told by the nuns, you are not allowed to date public school boys. That's a sin, to date boys from the public school.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making any of this stuff up. No, this is honest. I bet a lot of people out there, old school Catholics, understand what we're talking about.
I a story that I can relate to that a little bit. No, this is, I wasn't born either, but my dad sang in this barbershop quartet, and when they would be asked to sing in a Lutheran church, there was a lot of interference with that. Isn't that something?
Yes, that's what I mean.
To sing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I have to play this just because we're talking about all this stuff this morning.
And now it's time for church chat.
With the church lady.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, no question.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mino is your home address in Manitowoc. If you check out books in Green Bay, does your library get charged? I read this was an ongoing issue here in Kewaunee. Tori, I don't know. I don't even know what my home address would be now. I don't know.
Okay, couple things. One is the library system in our community here, in this county, is owned by the county, is run by the county system. And I don't think a lot of other libraries are. I think that's one of the issues. They had a big deal with Outa Gamey. Remember their, who's their executive? Tom? Good guy. Who's the executive, the county executive? He ran for Tom Nelson.
Oh!
He's a good guy.
Very good guy.
Yeah, with Breakfast on the Farm, right? He never missed
one
of those.
I will say this. He is, or was, I don't know if he, exactly the same way you were. If I was doing an event, he was there.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
I remember the Jerobic run and all these different things. He was at all this, just like you were.
But he would come, I didn't do that much in Appleton. He did a lot in Brown County.
So this is from a story that came out, this looks like a long time ago. But this is what Tori sent in. He said, Kewaunee County County is asking residents to try and take advantage of their local public libraries. Kewaunee County was recently billed $50,000 by Brown County for use of its libraries.
What?
That happened. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
It's okay. Explain Kewaunee, that again
a little bit. I think Outa Gamey was even more. But I think they worked something out.
Explain that again a little bit, please.
This is just the story that I read. This is, 2015, 2016. Exactly. So this is a while ago, right?
Well, Troy was there.
Said Kewaunee County recently was billed $50,000 by Brown County for use of its libraries. The bill is due, blah, 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 blah. Kewaunee County is asking residents to try and take advantage of their local public libraries.
So I think that got resolved. You know,
like it's semi-illegal to use a different county's library if you don't live there?
I
didn't know that.
I just want to say that I think the county funds the library system and other people are using it, and I think they're...
Huh.
But I don't know. We'll have to talk to him, but I think it got resolved.
You want to know a library I enjoyed going to? And that's going to sound crazy. This is going to be like a dumb thing I'm going to say. When I was living in Appleton, I loved going to the Appleton Library that was in an old Jubilee store, whatever it was. While they were remodeling or building that one, because it was so wide open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just wide open. Yeah. You could find everything. Because I'm not good at finding things. I go to a grocery store, and if I'm looking for tuna fish, I'll walk up and down every single aisle until I find that can of tuna fish.
You don't read the signs?
And then there are no signs for things like that.
The ceiling. Look up.
Then I try finding Tang. Hardest thing you'll find is aisle 15 at Festival. Yeah. It's aisle 15 at Festival. You got to know where it is. I have literally started at the very beginning, walked up and down every single aisle trying to find one thing.
I did ask the guy about the Tang. I couldn't find it.
No.
I don't have patience for that.
Right.
It's like I got to.
Yep.
But you,
Todd's got something here.
This is on social media this morning. Parking meters coming to Green Bay's west side. A Fox 11 article back in October said they would be coming, not may be coming. However, this morning on Mino and the Mayor, former Mayor Jim Schmidt said they would have to pass city council. Perhaps alders or other city officials would like to clarify that.
Yep. Ooh. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I think that's, I'm okay with that, quite honestly.
With putting parking meters there?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we have them here.
I'd rather
why make
the ones
a bad
here.
Thing? Why make a bad thing twice as bad? I don't get it. Man, you know what?
Politics.
I got to buy a lot of hacksaw blades. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.